This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Adam Singer, and I help companies get more users, leads, and revenue by using search engine optimization along with social media marketing, email marketing, and website optimization.
Adam, how are you involved with user adoption?
My role with any of my clients is getting people to convert from being a visitor to a website or get them to a website and getting them to become an active part of their revenue stream. So that might be a user adoption in terms of getting somebody to be a subscriber to a SaaS. It might be a adoption in terms of somebody making a purchase of some sort, whether it's through a salesperson interaction or through an online interaction.
Adam, what are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
I think that's a broad question, so I don't know how to give a specific answer to that. A lot of the clients that I work with are startups, particularly in the biomedical industry. So in terms of user adoption, there are some that are some of my clients are looking for early adopters to start using a technology then and then write some kind of academic paper on it. And other clients I'm looking for people to actually make a purchase of some sort. So the challenges in any of those cases, I mean, I guess the broadest answer to that question to user adoption is trust. Trust is always the biggest obstacle, I think. It's making that alignment where a person who recognizes a solution to a problem or recognizes an opportunity for some kind of development to trust you, the selling entity, to be effective at providing that solution. So I guess if I'm going to put it into a single word, I'd say trust. In terms of a relationship, I think it was exciting to see one particular client who had an opt-in user subscriber rate of about, I think she went from about 200 users to, I think, just below 1,000 in the course of 3 months. So that was a pretty good success in terms of user adoption. But this is more of a relationship with a certain level of celebrity. So that, I'm not sure that's qualified exactly as user adoption. That, to me, was a success in terms of the business goals that we had set out for her. I would like to say that most of the clients I'm working with that are in the biotech industry, they're still too new to talk about a big success. I'd love to tell you that this particular biotech has, you know, 75 new people who are using it and experimenting with it at this point. But unfortunately, I can't say that about those. But I think that 1,000 uptick in email subscribers for a nonprofit was a pretty good one. So I'll talk about that one.
Adam, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
The framework that I consider, which has the acronym of DATA, I think is the best way to approach these things. The first piece being discovery, understanding what your users want and what you as an entity provide, and then spending the time on aligning, making sure that your user experience speaks to the alignment between what your users want and what you actually do, and then some type of a test that enables you to identify key performance indicators and identify what switches or changes you can make within your social media, in your search engine optimization, in your presentation of information, your forms, whatever it might be, what tests you can do to see how that those numbers would change, and then analysis of that information. So I think sticking to that framework of discovery, alignment, testing, and analysis, I think is the best way to approach user adoption.
Adam, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
My website and blog are at abilityseo.com. You can follow me on Twitter also at abilityseo.
Thanks, Adam.
My pleasure. Thank you.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.